And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20 into hour number two of the program as we bring you the top albums from across Canada. Thanks to Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, we're bringing you the national top 20 from the full top 50 for the week ending Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. My name is Brian Cleveland, flying solo this week, but my cohort Anthony M will be back next week. If you're just tuning in the first hour, we brought you numbers 20 through number 11, including Aphex Twin, Legato, Vipers, Amelia Curran, Tops, Thurston Moore, Rich O'Coyne, Moss Lime, The Bri Brothers, Ty Siegel, and Elephant Stone. The show is airing live out of local 107.3 FM out of St. John, New Brunswick, CFMH, and is rebroadcast across the nation thanks to our many fine partner stations, 20-plus campus and community radio stations across Canada airing the program, so check your local listings or ask your station to pick it up. You can also download it for free for your own purposes at radioforall.net every single week, and you can also find it for download and podcast on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes podcasting service and you can search for Earshot 20, subscribe, and it will download automatically for you every single week, and you'll find out the top albums from across the nation. If you aren't familiar with Earshot, as I mentioned, it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, which include electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and reviews and interviews and loads more. So go check that out when you have a moment. It is earshot-online.com. All kinds of fine content there, provided 100% by volunteers and music lovers across Canada. We're going to jump right into the top 10 now. We're going to hear from number 10. Down from number 6 this week, it's Elliot Brood. Their latest is called Work and Love. You're going to hear a track called Taken. Following that are number 9. Up from number 11, it's The Roll, Alberta Advantage, from Mended with Gold on Paperbag Records. You're going to hear Not Love or Death. And we're going to hear from King Tuff. They're at number 8 this week, up from number 17 with their latest Black Moon Spell. You're going to hear Eyes of the Muse right here on the Earshot 20.
So well as we walked along, held hands as hearts led our bodies. We swallowed it down, we swallowed the sound. The sound that two hearts made.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Nothing's gonna tear you away from me. Not love or death.
Follow me always wherever I go.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20. That was King Tough with Eyes of the Muse there at number 8, up from number 17 this week from the record Black Moon Spell. At number 9, up from number 11, you heard The Roll, Alberta Advantage with Mended with Gold and a track called Not Love or Death. And kicking off this hour in the top 10 was Elliot Brood with Taken. Their latest record is called Work in Love and it drops to number 10 from number 6. And we're joined once again by Stephen Karlick from Exclaim to hear about some of the happenings in the music world this week, and a fairly interesting release coming out from a fairly well-known Hollywood actor.
Yeah, this is weird news. I'm sure many of you know James Franco, the actor, and fewer of you probably know his band called Daddy. He revealed on November 11th on Remembrance Day that his band would be releasing a Smiths-inspired album. Which is to say, there's a story behind it. The project is based on Franco's poetry book, which is called Directing Herbert White, Poems. And that book included a sequence called The Best of the Smiths, Side A and Side B. That featured 10 poems inspired by Smith songs. Now those 10 poems have been turned into songs on a new album called Let Me Get What I Want. Which means that Daddy have a track called This Charming Man, but it's different from the Smiths song that inspired it and sounds nothing like it. If you're confused, you can go online and see a video that they've made for their version of This Charming Man, which again is not a cover, but a song inspired by a poem inspired by the original song. The weirdest part about it is that the band will be joined on the album by original Smiths bassist Andy Rourke. He plays bass on the new song This Charming Man, and he'll be apparently all over the album, so something weird to look forward to there. The project has spawned a series of 10 video clips, which combined will make up an hour-long film. The scripts were written by high school students using Franco's poems as inspiration and feature characters based on people the actor knew in high school. So lots to wrap your head around. You can see the new video online at exclaim.ca. But so fans of poetry and the Smiths and James Franco will find something to sink their teeth into here.
Yeah, pretty interesting guy, known for doing some things sort of out of the norm aside from all of his pretty standard film projects. So take a look out for that one. And pretty cool announcement about probably two of my favorites, some pretty excellent live electronic records getting a vinyl reissue.
Yeah, so any Daft Punk completist will know that it's been a while since Alive 1997 was on vinyl, and that Alive 2007 was never released on vinyl. The good news is that both of these will be issued on vinyl come December 23rd. So Modern Vinyl noted on Tuesday that 1997 hasn't been pressed on wax since its original release in 2001, and 2007 has never been on vinyl. A listing on Amazon France revealed that the albums will be sold individually on black vinyl or together in a box set with white vinyl, a 52-page book, and a bonus record. These are set to arrive on December 19th through Warner Music, but it was later revealed a press release confirmed the vinyl reissues, which will arrive in North America on December 23rd. The full vinyl track lists are the same as the CDs, which actually I think Alive 1997 is now out of print, but very exciting news for Daft Punk completists and for anyone who likes electronic music. These are definitely worth having. They're basically compilations of DJ sets, and they're just exquisitely done. So something to look forward to. Get it on your Christmas list.
Yeah, and you also have another pretty cool record to tell us about.
Yes, one last one, and this is that West Coast-based folk experimenters Siskiyou have got a new album coming out, and they've got a ton of fancy new guests on it, including Colin Stetson and Owen Pallett. The new record is titled Nervous, and it lands via Constellation Records on January 20th. Recording sessions took place at Vancouver's Afterlife Studio with producer and engineer Leon Tahini, who's worked with Owen Pallett, Dusted, and Ostra, following a songwriter's residency that Colin Hubert undertook in Dawson, Yukon. Hubert began to battle a, quote, serious inner ear condition during this time, with press release explaining this led to the artist, quote, grappling with severe anxiety and an unwelcome interiority engendered by hyperacusis and a house that felt utterly haunted. So he was having ear problems. Hyperacusis is when you hear certain pitches and tones in higher volume, and it sort of is apparently very awful. Practice sessions with the rest of the band were later performed at low volumes, which is said to have found the band developing new sonic palettes, described as steering the band into, quote, chamber pop territory. The album takes influence from PJ Harvey and Tindersticks, among others, and it features guest contributions from Colin Stetson, Owen Pallett, JP Carter, and others. You can find the first cut from the album, it's called Deserter, on exclaim.ca, and you can pre-order the album, which comes with a series of 12x12 prints in the deluxe LP version. So that's a cool one, and definitely a good one from a Canadian label as well.
All right, yeah, we're just running at the end of the year, but all kinds of great stuff to look forward to in 2015. Thanks so much, Stephen, for keeping us in the loop on what's happening in the music world this week. And we'll throw it to you one last time to give us your song pick of the week.
So this week, I've been listening a lot to a new album from Lay Sins. Those of you unfamiliar with the band name might be more familiar with his pseudonym, Toro y Moi. This new project apparently has been in the works for a few years. He's released singles now and then, but the album is finally out, and it is uniformly excellent. It's a little more danceable than his Toro y Moi stuff, which tended to be a little more sultry and R&B focused. The new record is called Michael. This single is called Talk About. It features NOS samples, and it also features some pretty inane interview questions at the start, which you might find rather amusing. It's called Talk About. It's on Earshot Radio right now. Enjoy.
Earshot Extra.
Talk about your newest record. And where did you get the name?
Don't be strong. Jerome 2 got shot in the dome. 2 got shot in the dome piece. Jerome 2 got shot in the dome piece. Jerome talk about 2 got shot in the dome piece. Jerome 2 got shot in the 2 got shot in the dome piece. Jerome 2 got shot in the dome. 2 got shot in the dome piece. Jerome 2 got shot in the dome.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Run the Jewels, Jesse Ware, Devin Townsend, Hey Rosetta, At the Gates, Johnny Marr, Absolutely Free, Oh Susanna, Black Milk, and our annual gift guide. On the street and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
She loves him.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Should I wait or should I take her blood? I don't know. It's in the high. Haven't been down there since 35.
Back to the Year Shot 20, Brian Cleveland with you here, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Report Earshot found at earshot-online.com. You just heard from Foxygen with a track called Cosmic Vibrations. They're at number 6, up one spot this week with And Star Power, their latest record. And at number 7, falling two spots this week, is Sloan from Commonwealth. You heard it, Carried Away. We're going to keep on rolling with some more tunes here. At number 5, up from number 8, it's Electric Youth from Inner World. You're going to hear a track called The Best Thing, and then you're going to hear War on the East Coast by the New Pornographers. They drop from number 3 to number 4 with the album Brill Bruisers.
Lifetime. wanted to go home with you. I wanted to stay true to the cause, but look what we're living in. It's war on the East Coast, it's war out West, oh, I don't care, I don't care. It's war on the East Coast, it's war out West, oh, I don't care, I don't care. I wanted to go.
Tuned into the Year Shot 20. That was the New Pornographers with War on the East Coast. They're dropping one spot to number four this week with Brill Bruisers. And you also heard at number five, up from number eight, it's Electric Youth from Inner World. You heard the track The Best Thing. Normally at this period of the program, we would bring you a little bit of a look at the albums charting below the top 20 into the rest of the national top 50. And we call that segment,
It's the Lowdown on the Year Shot 20.
But we're going to give you a very quick look this week so that we can give you an extra special little look by playing a track from the Lowdown. At number 48, it's Kieran Aluwalia with Sonata Stillness. At number 44, coming in that spot, Dean Drouillard with UFO Houses. 43, Frazee Ford with Indian Ocean. Art Bergman with Songs for the Underclass. At number 41, Whoopso is in at number 40 with their latest. At number 39, you have Witches with It's Not a Cross, It's a Curse. Number 35, Close Talker with Flux. Stars are in with their latest, No One is Lost, at number 33. And Mo Kenny is at number 29, debuting a new record, In My Dreams. And we'll possibly be hearing from those and many more in the coming weeks as they move and jostle around the top albums across the nation. But we're going to give you a look here at Frazee Ford. Their latest record is called Indian Ocean, and here's a track from that, followed by number three, up for number four this week, Flying Lotus, and also our top two. So don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to the Year Shot 20.
Streets at night, oh yeah. saw you passing there in the streetlights. And do you have hope for the morning? And are you holding on so tight? Say that's what you have been given. A whole lot of nothing for your time. Well, have you sank in down in your bones? And do you toss and turn?
Something I can like, 'cause we're always and we're always. Thank you.
And that rounds out the top albums charting across the nation, with Caribou at number one this week again with the record Our Love and a track Your Love Will Set You Free. You also heard Always On by Death From Above 1979 staying still at number two, and at number three up one spot was Flying Lotus from Your Dead. You heard Cold Dead. And we also had an extra special peek at the lowdown this week with the latest from Frazee Ford. It debuts at number 43 and it's called Indian Ocean. You heard a track called September Fields. Thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, you've been listening to the Earshot 20, bringing you the top records charting across the nation from earshot-online.com every single week. My name is Brian Cleland. Been with you for the last 2 hours doing just that. And thanks so much for checking out the show. Be sure to tune in next week and keep it locked right here for more fine community radio programming.
Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.